I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden, Master Karen Eden, Karen Eden Herdman. I have a lot of different titles because I have a lot of different hats. So depending on how you know me listening today will depend on what name you're going to see that I go by. Just call me a child of God doing the best I can to make a difference in this world, okay? That works for me. Today I am going to talk about a spiritual residue that a lot of people who claim to be spiritual are partaking in. I hope something I say today will influence you in a very positive way. As we say in martial arts, we are all students. In life, we continue our journey until it's our time to cross over. And the things we learn with our wisdom and our experience, may we go back and contribute it to those who are also behind us on that journey and can learn through our own lessons. That's good or bad. You know, if you've had something bad happen to you, by human nature, we tend to sweep it under carpets, don't we? Well, you do know that secrets make you sick, right? Because we were all designed to take the bad things that happened to us and let other people learn from them and show them that they can survive just as you have survived. It's part of your path. It's part of your journey. And I want to encourage you to get to a spiritual place where you can take the hard things that you've gone through and use them for the glory of Father God. The spiritual residue I'm talking about today is called fear. Spiritual people have no business meddling in the residue of fear. You see it everywhere around you. I don't care what political affiliation, whether you say you're religious or you're not, red, yellow, black, or white, I got money, I'm dirt poor, I don't care. And by the way, I think I've been every one of those at one point or another in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about that spiritual residue of fear. You see, fear is a root spirit. It is deeply rooted. It makes you feel like someone or something is going to threaten or take you out of your destiny. Think about it. Think of all the fear you see out there today and tell me if it doesn't have a root in people feeling like someone or something is going to take them out of their destiny, their future. That's why fear is a root spirit. Fear will hold hands with the spirit of depression. Fear will hold hands with depression. You know, in psychology, they say that people who are constantly angry are actually people who are fearful, and that fear is showing itself through anger. People who are angry are fearful of not being able to move forward in life in the way that they feel they deserve. That's why fear and depression hold hands. And that's why you see so much fear today in people who are having to go on antidepressants. If you're on antidepressants, I'm not knocking you. If you have chemical imbalances, I'm not knocking you. I don't want you to stop, but I do want you to consider what the root of the problem is, and maybe gradually you can go off of those medications and rely fully on your spiritual journey and Father God who's in charge of that. That is the goal. And every doctor who puts you on anti-medications will tell you that is the goal. Nobody wants you to be on antidepressants for the rest of your life, antidepressant medications. I want to get to the root of that problem, and I have a feeling the root of that is fear. Fear. It could be a fear because of your own situations and experiences in life, or it could be a fear from your own blood that runs in your bloodline, genome fear. Your parents were fearful. Your grandparents were fearful. How many generations does the spirit of fear go back? Only you can answer that. That's an interesting question. People who are constantly angry or fearful that they're not going to be able to move forward. There's that future word again, move forward, destiny. It's all in there because the spirit of fear will try to take you out of your destiny in a positive, abundant way. Think about that. Fear tries to knock you out of your destiny. It tries to make you feel like you're not going to have an abundant life in the future. But guess who said, I came to give you an abundant life? That's right. Let Master Karen preach to you for a minute. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. That means your future is going to be good with money, with relationships, with health. And he died on the cross so that you could have that. Which is why the Bible says that God did not give you the spirit of fear. So if the Bible says God did not give you the spirit of fear, guess where that dang spirit came from? It came straight from hell, ladies and gentlemen. You want to participate in the residue of hell, you go right ahead. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to talk to you because somebody out there needs to hear this today. This has been heavy on my heart the past couple of weeks to get this out there. You would not believe the technical difficulties I've had trying to get this message out. You can ask my good friend Jessica at AMAA, GM Jesse Bowen's assistant. She'll tell you it's been problematic me trying to get this message out. That means it's got to be heard. That means somebody needs to hear this message. God did not give you the spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen, written in text thousands of years old. You see, fear will create a certain type of reality. Are you listening to me? Fear will create a certain type of reality that is not God-endorsed, that is not God-blessed. Let me give you a couple of examples. There is a museum in San Francisco called the Winchester House. I don't know how much they elaborate on this, but it's really this freaky house. It's huge. It's a mansion. And you go up steps that go to nowhere. You open doors that open up to solid walls. It's a house, a mansion filled with chaos and confusion, and built that way by Sarah Winchester because she was losing her mind because of fear. Unfortunately, Sarah had one child, and the child died as an infant. And then her husband, the inventor, creator of the Winchester gun, he also passed away. As was very common in that time, she sought out spiritual help with a spiritualist, a psychic, who said, well, you've had all this calamity befall you because your husband invented the gun and there's too much blood on his hands and there's too much blood on your family name. There's blood on the Winchester name. Well, that just scared her to death. I don't know if she got the advice to confuse the spirit that were causing chaos in her family name, but she literally thought that she had to go in and redo her house and make it crazy to confuse the spirits so they won't mess with her. And that's why you have that crazy Winchester mansion, a museum out there in San Francisco. Because somebody adhered to the spirit of fear, possibly through bad spiritual advice, I don't know, but it happened anyway. She never stopped changing that mansion. For the rest of her life, she kept changing it, making it weird and crazy to confuse spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, the spirit of fear is about chaos and disorder, causing you not to be able to think straight. You ever been so scared you can't think straight? You know, I've done a lot of scary things in my life. I've stepped in the ring with people at world tournament championships. I couldn't even speak English. Didn't know if they were going to kick my butt or what. I've been in situations where I've had to hide 200 kids because there were gangs shooting kids outside the door. I've been in all kinds of situations. But believe it or not, the spirit of fear wasn't at that point for me. That was a spirit of warriorship for me many times in my life. I'm very proud of that. But the spirit of fear has gotten me in the middle of the night, let's say about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, because I can't sleep, because all these scenarios are playing in my head of all the things that could go wrong. and how my future can be robbed because of all these things that are going to go wrong. How my child's future will be robbed because of all these things that are going to go wrong. Things in the body, things in the mind, things in relationships, you know, things with money. I just can't even tell you. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because fear robs you of your health. Fear will rob you of your sleep and your health. And you know who's to blame for that? That's right, you are. Look in the mirror. Because when you have that problem, you have trust issues with God, my friends. You have trust issues with God. Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross for you to live in fear and not sleep at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear is disobedience. Fear is a sin. If Christ said he died so that you can live abundantly, either you believe that or you don't. But you need to get off the fence with that for your sake and mine. Just come clean. Either believe it or don't. If you're having trust issues with God, go back and fix it so that you can continue on your journey without constantly being badgered by the spirit of fear. Let me tell you another situation about fear, how it creates your reality. I do a lot of study in paranormal science because of the type of ministry that I do. I do deliverance-type ministries. I know, ladies and gentlemen, I am Batman, in case you didn't know. By day, the master martial arts instructor. By night, it's a whole new world for me. Oh, yeah. Okay. In paranormal science, they had one case situation where people were saying, listen, you got to come out to this house. There's this bedroom with this mirror in it from the 1800s. People are paying good money to go up, sit in front of that mirror, and they see the ghost of a little boy. Scare money. They're paying scare money to go up there and see this ghost. So they went in with all their equipment, their EVP equipment, their special cameras and all this stuff. Couldn't find one thing. So they decided to do a very interesting approach to paranormal science. They actually sat in the room and they created the whole situation. They actually verbalized and spoke out. Okay, well, there's a little 12-year-old boy. His dad was in the Civil War. His mom's name was Ann, and his sister died by drowning. His name is Oscar. They actually put it out there. And then they went back and reset up their equipment to see what they could record. Brought in a psychic medium. Psychic medium said, oh, I'm picking up the name of a little boy. He's about 12. His name is Oscar. His dad was in the Civil War. His mom's name is blah, blah, blah. He's got a sister. She died in a drowning. The psychic medium picked that up. All of a sudden, they're getting EVPs, electric voice phenomena of a little 12-year-old boy speaking. His name, I'm Oscar. It's all happening. It's all coming true. They created this reality through fear, all that fear of people going up there. Well, I'm scared, but I'm going to pay to do it anyway. All that fear and energy in that atmosphere, they could create anything they wanted to through the power of fear. That's amazing. Amazing on so many levels to let you know that what you're creating with that incredible, powerful spirit of fear in your own life. At night when you can't sleep, worried about your destiny. You know what you're creating? You're creating your reality, ladies and gentlemen. You're creating the reality of fear around you. Let's get very modern and let's get very real with this. Let's get very real for a minute. Do you mind? Sometimes I know I step on people's toes. There are times, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to like me. Oh, well. I got to stand in what I feel is truth. I have to do it. Somebody needs to do it. Heaven forbid the pastors and churches aren't doing it. Somebody needs to speak the truth out there. Someone needs to let people know, even spiritual people, they're being robbed of their destinies, and they don't have to be. Are you afraid of dying of COVID? Ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. You are going to die. Someday is appointed and the man wants to die. Everybody's going to die. It's just as surely as you are born, you shall die. I'm saying things, I didn't make them up, as great as they sound. They're all in the Bible. You have to believe something. The Bible says your days are numbered. Everybody's days are numbered. So if Father God has already numbered your days, you have to be. It has to be well with your soul when people die. It has to be well with your soul because he says everybody's days are numbered. That's where it comes from. Your number's up. Your number's up. Your number's up. It needs to sit well with you that it is appointed once for man to die. Are you afraid of being taken out of COVID? You either do or you don't believe that God will take care of you. And again, if you're having trust issues with God, I cannot help you. Figure out what you believe and who you're going to serve. Because there's either a God on the throne who says he will take care of you or there isn't. So it all boils down to what you believe and what reality you're going to create. You can create your reality through the spirit of fear, or you can create your reality through the blood of Jesus Christ, which is your right to protection, which is your right to have an abundant life, which is your right not to have to live in fear at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning about what your future is going to look like. My good friends, every single hard thing you ever had to endure in your life, guess what? You got through it. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. 100% success. You did it. Hold to God's unchanging hand and know that that's not going to change because there's something called COVID. It's not going to change. I think I said some pretty good stuff today. Oh, I had to get that one out there. Actually, to go back and listen to parts of the show that fell apart last week because of technicalities and try to paste it back together. I hope I did a good job. And whoever needed to hear that, let me know. Hey, drop me a line because I know someone had to hear what I just said. Well, guess what? I'm doing some traveling. I'm doing some traveling here. I've got a speaking engagement coming up actually in a few days in Vegas. I'm leaving July the 29th, Thursday the 29th in Vegas with the Action on Film and Take Center Stage event. The tickets are still available through Jesse Bowen, Hanchi Jesse Bowen, for those in martial arts. Contact him if you still want to go. It's going to be a lot of learning and understanding in the seminars of how to be in action-type films, how to get book deals, how to be in magazines, that kind of thing. There's nothing wrong if you feel like you should be doing that and you're not. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a difference between pride and confidence. You know that, right? You can have confidence. Doesn't mean that you have to be proud and haughty about it. There's a difference. I recognize that calling in me as a young girl. I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and I am a special ops minister. I recognize that me as a young, young girl. It's what God gave me. It was my calling. And today, me and many others are going to be giving those secrets and try to help answer your questions on how you can get ahead in that industry. So come on out to Vegas, July 29th through 31st. August 1st through 3rd, it's the Power of Women event. Contact Gary Lee, Professor Gary Lee. It's going to be in Houston. And this is one of my favorite events. It happens every 5 years. At this event, I see some of my sisters that were the very first to walk in a training hall back in the 1960s and the 1970s and sign up for lessons. Very first. These women are great. These are just a beautiful inciting out, these women, to me. They're my sisters. And we would love for you to come on out. We're going to let some men speak, too, so it's just not a ladies' event, but it is definitely spotlighting the ladies. And if you do train, I hope you can come out, especially any ladies. Doesn't matter what your belt is. You know what? Every one of these women, including myself, started out as a white belt. How about that? And we haven't forgotten what it was like to be a white belt. So you come on out. We're going to have a good time. Contact Gary Lee regarding that event. October the 15th through the 17th in Lexington, Kentucky. This is a Black Dragons Fighting Society event, and I'm going to be there. And God willing, I'm going to be bringing my family samurai sword with me to show I am part of my, well, I'm everything, okay? I have everything, but part of my ancestry is Seiwai Genji, as it's called, part of the Japanese royal family. And I do believe that my auntie, God love her and bless her, in her 80s, will let me have that sword because she doesn't live far from there, and hold the seminar along with my 200-year-old kimono, 1 to 200-year-old kimono with a Japanese kaimon on it that shows the house of Oda Nobunaga. I know that means nothing to you unless you understand samurai stuff, but, you know, it's pretty cool. So maybe even I can bring her with me, I'll see. But that is going to be the Black Dragons Fighting Society event in Lexington, Kentucky, and I will be one of the people holding a seminar there along with other sisters and other brothers in the Black Dragons. And you can contact Donald Miskell, my good brother Don Miskell, and he will let you know how to go about gaining access into that. So that's what's going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fearful. Listen, you're in sin if you're in fear. I got to get some T-shirts out with that on there. You're in sin if you're in fear. Don't do it. Don't get tripped up on your journey over things you have no control over, and that would be your future and your destiny. Trust God. I will provide all your needs. That's what he said. I will take care of you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Study the word. You can do it. Find a way to pick it up. Study it. There are different versions of the Bible that you might be able to relate to better, but you need to get in there and study it. You need to get studied. And there's a lot of good people out there that can give you some good information, but, you know, it's just like in martial arts. You may have a good teacher, but if you don't get in there and practice, you're going nowhere. So you got to train. You got to study. That's it. Looking so forward to meeting you guys somewhere. Pray for my causes with Native American. I work with the missing and murdered indigenous women by actually going in and training in those areas for Native American women who have been disappearing by the thousands. May God be with them and guide them home. May they come back alive. Google it, missing and murdered indigenous women. That's one of my many causes. But, you know, we're all here to give back. And if you're in martial arts, you will eventually become a spiritual person one way or another. You may be spiritual about yourself. You may love yourself so much you want to be spiritual about yourself. But for those of us called to a higher purpose, we know we're here to give, and that's what we do. And that's my ultimate goal, my journey on my spiritual walk, just like yours, is to give other people what I think I need. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.